May Allah bless you guys. Wallahi, I tell you something very interesting. When I was young, I was living in Medina Munawwara. I used to help volunteer to the Hajj. I mentioned this yesterday in my talk. Help the Hujjaj and help the people and so on. And that time, now it's a bit better, I think, but that time, 1992, 93, 94, and so on, we used to be immediately we used to know where the Indonesians are. Even if my eyes are closed, I'm walking, the building, I say, here there is Indonesians. They say, how do you know? I say, because I can smell gudang garam. It's the cigarette, special, it's special from this country, right? Yes, mashallah. May Allah bless, may Allah forgive. Inshallah, it's a bad habit, we should quit it. No matter how garam the gudang might be. But it's a bad habit. In the same way, any bad habits, we quit them for the sake of Allah. If you can quit one for Allah, Allah will give you Jannatul Firdaus. If you can quit something for Allah, Allah will grant you Jannah. Look, I tell you something. Allah Almighty has granted Jannah to those who have quenched the thirst of a dog for the sake of Allah. Allah gave them Jannah. When they felt compassion, when they felt their hearts were soft, what is my connection with a dog? Let me tell you what is my connection with a dog. Number one, can we eat dog? Halal or haram? Haram, right? You cannot eat. But my connection with the dog is the one who made me, he also made the dog. Subhanallah. You see, so I need to be kind. Pig, for example, we don't eat, but I cannot harm the pig because pig has life. Some people, Muslims, they think because it's a pig, I can throw stones, I can do anything, I can hurt it, that's a pig. No way. Allah will punish you if you hurt anything that has a soul unnecessarily. When I say unnecessarily, I mean if you want to consume something that is halal, you need to follow a certain method of making it halal. But to harm any animals or birds or even the fish or the oceans or the trees or the ecosystem and to create pollution unnecessarily and so on, Allah will hold you accountable. This earth is not only yours, it belongs to me and you in the same way. All of us were born here on earth. You are entitled to live just like I am. You are the same as me. What makes you close to Allah is something called taqwa. يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم. سورة الحجرات. Allah says, O man, we have created you from a single male and female. And from them we have caused you to obviously become multiplied in tribes and communities and nations and peoples, etc., etc. Allah says, the most honored from amongst you, the most honorable, the closest to Allah, the one who has taqwa, is conscious of Allah, he will be the most honorable. You have a status. And when you are close to Allah, you do not think that I am better than everyone else, because that's from the devil. What was Shaytan's first deviation? You know what it was? When he saw Adam and Allah created Adam and Shaytan saw Adam, he wanted to find an excuse not to obey Allah's instruction. He said, Ana khayrun minhu. I am better than him. Why should I prostrate here? I am better than him. Up to today, that better than him is a problem with all of us. It's a problem with all of us. When you think I am better, that is the very moment Shaitan is holding you and massage nicely. You are better, you are better. You are the king, you are smart. Everyone else, nothing, right? May Allah forgive us. A'udhu billahi sami'il alim min ash-shaytanir rajim. May Allah Almighty grant us refuge in him against Shaitan the accursed.